1888.
Everybody, thank you very much for joining me here today for another hour and another edition of Auto World. Coming up in this hour of the program, we're going to be joined momentarily by the publisher of Consumer Guide, and we're going to be taking a look back at 2013, a look forward to 2014, and doing a little preview of some of the upcoming big events. There are a number of very significant events on the calendar in the coming days and weeks, including the Consumer Electronics Show out in Las Vegas, and the big auto show in Detroit, known as the North American International Auto Show, which will be kicking off in another, let's say, 8 days or so when it comes to the press. Our telephone number is toll-free from anywhere in North America. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Also, you can reach out via the email during the show or anytime, bob@autoworldradio.com. I want to say hello to everybody listening on the information station, AM 800 CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit. I will be there for the auto show, so looking forward to catching up with all of my Detroit buddies. And speaking of buddies, let's go to the guest lines right now and welcome a great friend of the show and a gentleman who happens to be the publisher of Consumer Guide magazine, Tom Appel. Tom, welcome to the broadcast. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's begin by taking a look back at 2013. Certainly, sales number-wise, there's no question about it, Tom. The automakers did quite well.
Yeah, they certainly did. The automakers have been waiting around for that period of time during the recession when people didn't buy cars. And we all knew that this had to happen, that this pent-up demand for cars had to be released. And it's certainly being released now, and sales have been incredibly robust. And we got very close to 16 million this year.
Yeah, that's a real significant number. And also, when you look at how different brands did, it's kind of interesting to study that. And despite the fact that the economy is better in certain sectors, other sectors continues to lag behind here in America. But the luxury brands did extraordinarily well. Mercedes-Benz had their best year ever in the entire history of the company here in North America.
Yeah, they did. And it's a lot of the sales was this incremental growth from the CLA, and Mercedes had luck this time. They tried again about a decade ago to launch a small car with an advertised price of about $30,000, but this one felt like a Mercedes, and people are snapping these things up.
That's great. I have not had the opportunity yet to drive the CLA. I can't wait for that opportunity. I've seen a lot on the road. Certainly, it's a beautiful design, kind of a baby cousin, a baby sibling to the CLS, the vehicle that kind of made the four-door coupe a fashion statement, and can't wait to get behind the wheel of that AMG model with an amazing amount of horsepower, close to 350 horsepower from a four-cylinder engine. Tom, have you spent time in either the regular or the AMG?
No, very short time in the regular car, and I have not driven the AMG version, which, again, yeah, you're right. That's just an amazing amount of power from a two-liter four. But the base CLA, which I only spent a brief amount of time in, is convincingly a Mercedes. You know, you get what you pay for, and it doesn't feel like an E-Class. It doesn't feel like their midsize car, but it does have the trappings of a Mercedes. I think that the $30,000 price is perhaps a misnomer, because out the door, from what I understand, they're going for more like $35,000, $36,000. But still, as a price point, that's still a low entry point for Mercedes.
It sure is, and again, this vehicle is a looker, and no wonder it's doing so well in the marketplace. BMW did quite well in this country, in North America in general, in 2014. And Cadillac was a real star, with their sales being up significantly as well.
Yeah, the Cadillac ATS finally hit the market, and now the all-new CTS, and both of those cars just much better represent the brand and the categories they're trying to compete in. You had a lot of comparison tests by the Buff Books where the ATS did, in fact, hold its own against the likes of the 3 Series and the Infiniti G and the Lexus IS, and the Cadillac CTS, nominated for North American Car of the Year, is just so much better than the car it replaces.
Taking a look at the 2013 U.S. luxury vehicle sales, we might as well look at them brand by brand. Audi was up 14%, 158,000 vehicles plus sold in 2013. Audi is a brand, Tom, that just continues to expand and certainly has its sights set on reaching an even higher plateau here in the U.S. In other parts of the world, it is really doing extraordinarily well. Do you think Audi's going to continue this progression?
I do. I think that one of the interesting things to watch this year now, is what Audi does with its diesel marketing. They spent a lot of time and effort and money pushing the awareness of its diesel models, which they expanded for this new year. I've driven the Audi A8 diesel, for example, and it's very convincingly a full-size luxury car that makes no compromises for the better fuel economy. It'll be interesting to see if they can become the diesel luxury brand that they're trying to be.
Bentley, of course, a niche high-end maker. Their sales were up 28%, but still they only sold 2,964 cars. BMW, we talked about, up 10% with 309,000 vehicles sold. Cadillac up 22% with 182,000 plus sold. Jag made a big leap in sales, still a small number, 16,952, but that's 41% up. And Tom, I got to believe it's the new F Type, another vehicle that I haven't had wheel time with yet, and of course the addition of all-wheel drive, which is something that we haven't seen since the X-Type, and we've never seen in the larger Jags up until now, and for those folks who live in the Midwest, the Northeast, or Canada, this is a really smart move on the part of the folks at Jag.
No, absolutely. Jaguar desperately needed to do something with its cars, because if you were looking at a midsize luxury car at Jaguar, you had to take rear drive and you had to take a V8. And now for 13 and, of course, rolling into 14, they now actually have V6 and four-cylinder models as well. So they can hit lower price points, they can offer all-wheel drive traction, and they're vastly more competitive now than they were last year.
Lamborghini, of course, only selling 520 vehicles in the U.S. in 2013, but that was a 33% increase over the year before. Land Rover, 50,010 vehicles sold, up 15%. Lexus, 273,000 plus vehicles, up 12%. Maserati, another niche high-end boutique maker, 4,768 vehicles sold, up 75%. But Mercedes, as we talked about, really hit the high water mark here with 334,344 vehicles sold. That was up 13%. Porsche continues to do well with 42,324 sales in the U.S. That's up 21%. And we have seen some new Porsches introduced recently. Porsche's got themselves a second sport utility vehicle. The Cayenne is a vehicle that was panned, of course, by Porsche files at first, but really played a significant role in making this company what it is today. And now we have the new smaller sport utility from Porsche. It's going to be interesting to see how that vehicle does.
Yeah, I suspect it'll do very well. Loosely based on the Audi Q5 architecture, but available with just a pair of turbo V6s. If this is as credibly the sport machine that the Cayenne is, I think they'll do very well with it, especially now that they're going to be hitting this lower price point.
So when we look at the 2013 luxury vehicle sales, both the brands Ram and Cadillac did extremely well, the two fastest-growing American car brands, and new records were set by both BMW and Mercedes-Benz. Straight ahead, we're going to talk more with Tom Appel, the publisher of Consumer Guide, and we'll do a little preview of what's around the corner, and we'll talk all about Consumer Guide and lots more. You're listening to Auto World. We're live all across North America. Don't go away.
GCN, New York. year, new attitude, new shows. Man Cow. He's now on GCN.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
I've always been a big fan of Consumer Guide, and it's my pleasure to have in this hour of the broadcast the publisher of Consumer Guide with us, Tom Appel, and we're talking all about the year past, 2013, looking ahead to 2014. And certainly, Tom, the month of January is going to be a busy one for journalists with the Consumer Electronics Show becoming more car-centric. I remember being there a couple of years ago. One of the spokespeople for the Consumer Electronics Association, who I've known for a lot of years, he said to me, I went to an electronic show and a car show broke out.
Yeah, and Ford's been a big part of that. Ford's done a lot of their MyTouch Ford and other interface news. They've been releasing at CES, and it's funny how the two worlds, automotive and electronics, are merging like this.
It is true, and one of the things that the automakers are struggling with is keeping up with technology and keeping up with the latest. The consumer electronics folks can turn out during the course of a year sometimes a two or even three generations of, let's say, a phone or a tablet, whereas an automaker needs 3 or 4 years usually to get a vehicle to market. So with the importance of connectivity being so high on buyers' lists, this is one of the big reasons why the automakers have embraced CES. When I was there last year, I believe there were like 12 or 13 automakers displaying, and every year it seems to get bigger.
Yeah, it's funny, too, because we have all the automakers that rush to do this, and everyone's got a system now. And we're not where the smartphone is, where we all have a basic understanding of how it should work. I think that, as you mentioned, that the automotive industry tends to trail a little bit because of the model cycle. So we have these different systems and different cars with different consumer reactions, and all of them have a certain amount of complaints and flaws about them. And I think that we're going to see that the next 4 or 5 years are going to be the shakedown period for how these things are actually expected to work by consumers.
Let's talk about the upcoming Detroit, also known as North American International Auto Show. Certainly one of the biggest shows of the year when it comes to number of journalists. The people who put on the show say it is the largest show in North America for media. About 6,000 journalists come from around the world. And every year, this year is shaping up to be a big one. We're expecting to see a number of world and North American debuts. Rumor has it we'll see the Z06 variant of the Corvette. Will also see the next generation Ford F-Series, so it should be very exciting.
Yeah, I'm especially interested in the Ford F-150. It's funny how little about that vehicle has been confirmed, but how much of it has leaked. And I think one of the most interesting technological leaps that any big truck can make is this move that Ford is rumored to be making, but almost certainly making, in going to aluminum body stampings.
Yeah, that's going to be big, and there have been some rumors that they've had some durability issues. But as someone pointed out to me, look at what Land Rover has done with extensive use of aluminum in their vehicles, like, for example, the Range Rover Sport. And here's a vehicle that can still climb over mountains and rocks and trails, and there are durability issues there. So it shouldn't be a problem in the long run.
Yeah, and Rover was able to pull something like 700-800 pounds out of the vehicle when they updated it and went to aluminum, so the benefits are huge.
When you log on to consumerguide.com, you can click on one of my favorite areas of the website, which is the Daily Drive, and it contains all kinds of automotive news and commentary. And I noticed you've got a story up there, Tom, posted a couple of days back on the 2014 Chevrolet Camaro Z28 is coming in at $75,000. This surprises me a little bit. I didn't expect it to be that much more expensive than the ZL1.
No, it surprised everyone at our office, too, and I've had a lot of conversation about it. And despite there's a considerable amount of content that makes this a track-worthy car, but, a price that runs about $15,000 more than the faster, more powerful ZL1 is baffling, and we can only assume that Chevy doesn't intend to sell very many of these, and they want it to be limited production, though they've issued no numbers, no sales projections of any sort.
Yeah, it's going to be a very limited edition model, as is the Boss 302 from Mustang. That is definitely a steep price tag, no doubt, a future collectible most likely, and it will be interesting to see how it does in the marketplace. Another thing that I love that you do on consumerguide.com is the review flashbacks, and you posted one on December 30th about the 1991 Chevrolet Caprice, and it's interesting to look back some 20-plus years and see how far we've come.
Yeah, the 91 Caprice is a fascinating vehicle because it followed up on the immensely successful previous generation of the Caprice, which almost defined what a three-box sedan should be. You know, the previous sedan came out in 77. size for consumers when they were looking to save a little bit of gas and downsize a little bit. But when the 91 came out, you know, people probably didn't want to get smaller, and the reaction to this sort of larger, slightly bubble-shaped vehicle was not nearly so popular.
Yeah, and it's interesting to see the Caprice name, which for decades was just huge sales-wise for Chevrolet, but no longer a part of the lineup.
No, and Impala is now the word. I think they think that indicates a vehicle that's slightly more athletic, and that's the word we get, the name we get now. Yep, the Caprice has been mothballed for a number of years.
Another cool flashback that you've done recently was one about the 1985 Lincoln Mark VII, the turbo diesel variant, which is a vehicle that a lot of people have forgotten about. This was an interesting experiment between Ford and BMW, and it's surprising in a lot of ways that it didn't sell better, but then again, diesel technology, again, has come a country mile since the middle 80s, and when you compare today's diesel technology with mid-80s diesel technology, there's no comparison whatsoever.
No, I think that the marketing folks at Lincoln thought that there'd be this wonderful halo effect from having a diesel engine, which was largely understood to be a very European thing at the time, and to put one from BMW into their cars. Well, that just made perfect sense because you had this, you know, European builder. But they had contracted for as many as 30,000 of these engines a year, and over the 2-year period that they were offered, 85 and 86, they only sold 2,000 of them a year. So the buying public was not ready for a diesel-powered Lincoln.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen one on the road, so there's a future collectible. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Our very special guest is Tom Appel, the publisher of Consumer Guide. If you're in the market right now for a new vehicle and would like to talk about your vehicle choice, perhaps you have it narrowed down to two or three different models and you would like Tom's opinion and my opinion, we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Also, you can shoot me an email. I'm watching it right now. It's bob@autoworldradio.com. When we come back on the other side of the bottom of the hour break, we'll find out about the history of Consumer Guide and talk about four strange things that Tom bought recently at a gas station. More straight ahead right here as Auto World continues on great stations all across North America.
Predictable, controversial, but always entertaining. The new home of Mancow is GCN.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, wash drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy wash drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and washdrops.com. Wash drops, the smart solution.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here today. My name is Bob Long. You're listening to Auto World, and our very special guest is publisher of Consumer Guide, Tom Appel. I've always been a huge fan of Consumer Guide. And, Tom, why don't you give us a little history on Consumer Guide, how long it's been around, and tell us a little bit about the company in general.
Sure. Consumer Guide was founded in 1967. The original publisher, Lou Weber, who is my boss, is still with the company to this day. We started doing a regular monthly publication, an auto review publication, in 1973. We were monthly all the way through 2007, when print just didn't work anymore, when we fully committed our efforts online. We have consumerguide.com, which is our review site. We have the CG Daily Drive, which is our blog and an automotive-related fun site. And we still do an annual print publication that centers around our Best Buys, and that's actually on bookshelves right now.
And that's such a great, valuable resource for anybody who is out there right now. And I know that there are many listening to us as we speak here that are considering the purchase of a new vehicle, whether it's immediately or down the road. There's so much great information to be found in that printed guide.
Well, thank you. Yes, we hope it's useful.
Let's talk about a very cool story that you put up on the blog a few weeks back. I love the title, Four Strange Things I Bought at a Gas Station Today.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time, just a full confession, I'm something of a Diet Pepsi addict, and this drives me into the gas station when I'm getting gas, and I couldn't help noticing that when I'm at gas stations that there's the expected lottery tickets and cigarettes and newspapers and milk and beverages, but after that, things get murkier about what is stocked at gas stations, and I decided to find the four weirdest things that I could find in one day shopping around at gas stations, and I put together that list here.
Oh, that's great. Tell us about those four strange items, Tom.
Well, do that. My favorite, of course, was, and I don't know why these were, I live in the Chicago area, and I don't know why, but toy remote control helicopters were in every gas station for most of the summer. And I went ahead and got a shot of one of those. But my favorite, and I think the most bizarre, is something called Armor Potted Meat Food Product. I don't know.
I never heard of that.
I don't know why anyone looking for, a tank of gas and a pack of cigarettes would consider this product, but it is an alarmingly inexpensive meat product that is served in a can and has an expiration date many years beyond what we would think is normal. I was also impressed by something called Horny Goat Weed, which is a libido stimulant, and this was sold next to the cashier.
Very good.
Yeah, I haven't been able to give it away since I photographed it. Also interesting was something called Mugshot Magazine. which is a collection of pictures
Yeah,
that
was a great
show. People have been recently arrested. It's $1, and it's actually
magazine...
well worth time and money. It's a fun read.
Maybe we can get them as a new sponsor here on the show. I like this. The Crime Times.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a fine publication. Yeah, so that's how I spent my day instead of going into the office one day.
Well, I'll tell you, it is true. When you go to the self-serve gas stations today and go into pay, you are surrounded by some very unusual items. Another one that I've seen here locally, I've relocated in recent weeks from Boston down to Florida here, and my favorite one that I've encountered so far here in Florida is fresh sushi at the gas station.
That's, with an expiration date of 3 hours, I don't really know how that's done.
I know, exactly. I mean, geez. I think you can do a little bit better if you're a person that likes sushi. If you are buying it at a gas station, there's something wrong with your life, I think.
Well, it's going to be something wrong with your health.
Yes, there soon will be. Let's see what else you've got cooking here in the Daily Drive. It's amazing that the way automotive news filters out these days, Tom. It seems like every single day the automakers, everybody's juggling for publicity. No matter how, no matter what you. It's mind-boggling. It's getting me all tongue-tied here as a professional radio talk show host. But it seems like, with all the social media out there today and with all the ways that the automakers are trying to get into our inboxes and get into the public's mind, what used to be something that you could cover on a weekly basis is now something that you've got to cover like you're doing on a daily basis.
Yeah, it is tough, and the industry changes on a daily basis. And my inbox at work is flooded daily with 5, 6, maybe even a dozen of the most bizarre press releases that aren't usually of any real news. And it's manufacturers will just contort sales numbers to make something look really good just to make news out of it. It's not even that they're trying to lie or exaggerate. They're simply trying to come up with a news story just to feed the social media machine. And you'll find things about strange packages that are going to be offered for a couple of weeks on a vehicle, peculiar sales numbers, anything they can do, even just the smallest little charity events that involve their vehicle or their product or their personnel, anything to feed the social media machine because they just need to keep creating news.
It is absolutely so true. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or bob@autoworldradio.com. Got an email. This email is from Mike, who is listening in Missouri, and Mike would like to know if either one of us has had the opportunity to drive the new Corvette, the C7 Corvette. And unfortunately, I have not. How about you, Tom?
I have driven a Corvette. I drove a Corvette automatic. I have not driven a manual yet. And I can tell you unequivocally that it's the best Corvette I've had the opportunity to drive. It is an astonishingly quick and responsive vehicle. But unlike previous Corvettes, it's incredibly nice inside and remarkably quiet and smooth riding. The vehicle we had the performance suspension, and yet I would say that the ride was certainly not like a family sedan, but completely acceptable as a daily driver.
It is absolutely a beautiful vehicle, and you're so right, Tom. That interior is so well done, and certainly we definitely will report on it as soon as we get the chance to drive it. Another interesting vehicle that seems to be batted around in recent times, of course, it was a legendary vehicle back in the 1980s, and I know a gentleman who actually made a documentary film about the vehicle called Black Air. I'm talking about the Buick Grand National. It's interesting that I've heard that Buick may be bringing something like this back into the fold. Have you heard any of those rumors as well, Tom?
Heard the rumors, and I think the most important part about that is whether or not they have a platform to put something that powerful on. Right now, Buick does not have a rear drive chassis that they use, but that doesn't mean that they, General Motors can't supply them with one. Obviously, to be true to the legend, it should be a turbocharged car and rear drive, and to be competitive these days to the same degree, it would have to be something in the 500-600 horsepower range.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, that original Buick Grand National, and of course the limited production GNX, I am grossly underrated. I know it didn't even come up to the base. Grand National didn't even make the 300 horsepower mark, and I think that was done intentionally to not outshine the Corvette back then, because this vehicle actually would out-accelerate a Corvette. They used that engine, too, in a limited production version of the Pontiac Trans Am, a pace
right.
car variant.
Right.
I remember that one well. When we come back on the other side, let's see, we've got three more emails, and of course, we'll take your calls at 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Boy. Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
I would highly recommend that you log on to ConsumerGuide.com. Check out all the cool information there, including the Best Buys for 2013. My name is Bob Long, along with Tom Appel, the publisher of Consumer Guide. And we're talking about a whole slew of things and taking your calls and emails. Let's take a look at some of these emails that have come in over the last few minutes. Stephen in Washington State writes, I presently own a Lexus RX luxury crossover. I'm in the market for another luxury crossover. Is there any other crossover in the lower priced luxury range that I should consider? That's a good question, Stephen. What do you think, Tom?
The Acura MDX was all new last year, and it's a remarkably refined and fun-to-drive vehicle. The MDX is always sort of on the sporty side in that class, and true to form, they've kept it that way with just a little bit more space and a little bit nicer interior for 2014, but well worth a look.
Definitely. We've also got an email here from John in New Hampshire, and John would like to know about the new Chevrolet Malibu. He says he's seen the 2014 out there on the road, and it looks like it's been revised from 2013. Do either one of us have any comments on the Malibu? Have you been behind the wheel of a Malibu recently, Tom?
Yeah, I've driven two of the new Malibus. One of Malibu, for a lot of people don't know, was redesigned for 2013, I think it was, and they did some very quick revisions. It might have been 2012, and they did some very quick revisions because public response wasn't great. One of the complaints was anonymous styling, and the other was a lack of rear seat leg room. And for 2014, the car has been freshened significantly, and one of the things it did was boost fuel economy with a new base engine, a 2.5-liter engine with stop-start technology that works pretty well. They've done some modifications to the rear seat area to squeeze another inch and a half out of the leg room. And additionally, they've got a revised turbocharged engine now in the Malibu Turbo, which I think becomes available in the 2LT trim level. That is a remarkably refined, small turbo that does pretty well on the gas. Additionally, they've tweaked the interior a little bit, which was never the car's problem. It had a nice interior, and it has a nicer interior now. It's an interesting car. It's not on everyone's look-at list, and it probably should be. But a lot of changes for 2014.
Let's see. We've got an email, another reason why you should visit ConsumerGuide.com and check out the 2014 Best Buys, because here's a question that follows right into that. The gentleman's name is Herman, and Herman is in Oklahoma, and he is in the market for a large pickup truck, and he would like to know, what is the Consumer Guide Best Buy for 2014?
We picked two Best Buys for 2014, the Ram 1500 and the Chevy Silverado, and it's twin brother, the GMC Sierra. We like the Ram very much, and we like the Ram mostly for ride and handling, having to do with its coilover suspension and interior refinements. It's just a very refined, big truck, and if you spend a lot of time in your truck, that's probably the way to go. We like the Chevy for a lot for its drivetrain technology. The new 5.3-liter V8, which we think will be the volume engine, makes use of a number of features, including direct injection, cylinder deactivation, and variable valve timing to get just surprising mileage for a vehicle that powerful. And in our testing, we got almost 19 miles per gallon in average driving, which is unheard of in a pickup.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's definitely a couple of great choices. Greg in New Jersey says that he is in the market for a small vehicle such as the Ford Focus. He says he has been a fan of Ford products for many, many years. He's considering the Focus, but he would also like to look at some other vehicles in the same price range, around $20,000 or so. What would you guys recommend? What do you think, Tom?
For around $20,000, which is a hard number to stay at these days, there's a couple of interesting choices that people should consider. The Honda Civic, which was freshened for 2014, and now comes with a CVT automatic transmission as opposed to what was a 5-speed automatic. And the Mazda 3 is all new for 2014, and now is included in Mazda Sky Active program, which involves its super high compression ratio engine for much improved fuel economy. But both of those cars are well worth a look. They're new and fresh feeling.
Yeah, Mazda certainly has done wonders with that Sky Active technology. You can get it not only in the 3, but in a number of other crossovers, and the Mazda 6 as well. And again, it points out that you don't necessarily need to have a hybrid these days to get close to 40 miles per gallon with all the computing technology, like you say, Tom, the variable valve timing and other enhancements. There are a number of vehicles out there with traditional, normally aspirated gasoline-powered engines that are knocking on 40 miles to the gallon.
Yeah, it's impressive how that's working, and you know, we're going to be seeing these incremental gains with each new generation or update of a vehicle as everyone climbs for those 2025 targets, which are going to be tough for the manufacturers to make, but in the long run, consumers benefit.
Here's a great question if you're into sporting vehicles. This one comes from Don, and Don is in Florida, and Don says he's in the market for a high-performance sedan. He says he is considering either the Dodge Charger SRT8 or perhaps the new Chevrolet SS or the Ford Taurus Show. Which would you guys recommend? Well, that's a tough choice there. Those are three very distinct vehicles, Tom.
Yeah, they really are. Full disclosure, Consumer Guide has not yet spent time with the Chevrolet SS, though we look forward to doing so very soon. The Taurus has all sorts of power and kind of goes about it a little bit differently. Obviously, the brute of that group is the SRT with just the giant Hemi engine. Of the ones I've driven, I'm going to exclude the Chevy SS because I just haven't driven it yet. I would lean towards the Chrysler product simply because of the superior cabin space. I find that the Taurus is just a little bit cramped.
Yeah, I too would concur with you on that, and you know, I'm a big fan of the SRT group there at Chrysler. 470 horsepower, 470 pound-feet of torque with the cylinder deactivation. I believe in the not-too-distant future we'll probably see either in Detroit or in Chicago an announcement of the 8-speed automatic finding its way into that vehicle, and certainly for smiles per mile, you can't beat that that Charger SRT. The SRTA Charger is a good choice. Here's another question. This one is from Jim in California, and Jim would like to know about Consumer Guide's best choice for minivan, something that we don't talk about as much today. But how about the 2014 Consumer Guide minivan best choice, Tom?
Yeah, that's a crowded field. Now, all the products there are pretty good, but we stick with the Chrysler Town & Country and the Dodge Grand Caravan in that class, simply for the combination of refined powertrain, good fuel economy, and just feature-packed cabins. They're just remarkably family-friendly. And there's just no better way to move seven people efficiently than a minivan.
Here's another question. This one is from Paul, and Paul is listening on WDIS AM 1170 in Norfolk, Massachusetts, and he says, I live in suburban Boston. I'm considering the purchase of an electric vehicle, but have worries about the cold weather having adverse effects on battery life. Do either of you folks have any input on that? It's certainly a very good question and something very much to be concerned with. I believe there is no question about it. If you live in an extremely hot area of the country, if you live in Arizona or parts of Florida, parts of California, or if you live in the cold weather states, all electric vehicles definitely are affected by climate, Tom.
Yeah, they absolutely are. And Consumer Guide has done a lot of testing with electric vehicles, including a long-term Mitsubishi I that we had for a year. And absolutely, the cold weather has a dramatic impact on the battery's capacity to hold energy. And you will see declines in, you know, weather approaching zero of 10 or even 15% of the capacity of the engine. I'm sorry, of the battery. And that's just still a reality. And there's not a lot you can do about that. And If the numbers still work for you, but you find that most of these vehicles have ranges realistically in the 80 to 100-mile range. So if you are in a cold or temperate climate, you do have to make allowances for 10 to 15% of that range to disappear during the winter months.
We got a question here from Peter. Peter is in South Carolina, and he wants to know what's Consumer Guide's best pick for 2014 in the premium large car class.
We are again going with the Mercedes-Benz S-Class. It's just such a combination of refinement and space. It's just unmatched in the luxury world.
So true. Tom, thank you very much for your time here today.
Always a pleasure.
Everybody, check out ConsumerGuide.com. I'm Bob Long. This is Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.